Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We're discussing all the topics regarding the city of Perry currently. So Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
It's great to be here, Joe.
So first thing we want to discuss involving the most recent Perry City Council meeting is the fuel system improvement grant application that was to the Iowa DOT. It's for the airport. What can you tell me about this that I didn't just say?
Sure. So what this grant application is going to do for us is modify our current tank and then add another tank to increase our volume available. And what this helps us do right now, because we have such a low volume in our tanks and low area to put fuel into, we have to pay for a whole truckload's worth of transportation costs for a smaller amount of fuel. So that adds cost to every gallon of fuel we sell out there. So by having more fuel tank space available, we're able to spread that transportation cost out over more gallons of fuel. The other thing this is doing is putting a new card reader system in. You remember a couple years ago, we all got new credit cards or debit cards with a chip in it. And now, current card reader does not accept the chips, so our new card reader will be secure and accept chip reader cards.
All right. Now, this is a grant application, so what sort of likelihood is it that the city will receive these funds?
Hopefully pretty good, in my head at least. I know that the DOT and the FAA really like projects that have to do with economic development and increasing development and activity on airfields. So hopefully this application will be able to kind of tell that message that we're hindered a little bit by our fuel system and need that to really help us as one of the components to take us to that next level out at the airport.
All right. And what sort of timeline can people expect with this project?
With this one, hopefully we might be able to get notification of either getting the grant or not. If we get it, might be able to get something in yet this fall as far as a fuel system upgrade.
All right. Well, now moving on here, one of the other action items last night was an agreement with the Dries Company for maintenance of basically all of the city-owned facilities. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, so previously we were with Waldinger Corporation, who bought out Woolen. So we were with Woolen for a number of years. Waldinger bought them out. And over the last year, with our new maintenance supervisor on board, we were able to reorganize and rethink what we do and how we do things. So now, in-house with our staff, we're doing some of the quarterly maintenance. And in working with other firms and other businesses that do this work, we found that Dries Company out of Carroll was much more competitive on their prices on replacement work or fixing work that they've done for us, as well as being able to save us a considerable amount of money on our maintenance costs.
All right. Now, John Anderson with the Parks and Recreation Department gave a lot of reasons for why this was a smart move because of all the work that they've done for the McCreary Center, correct?
Yeah. I know if you remember last year about this time, the city council approved an additional $200,000 to the rec center for maintenance improvements that were really kind of urgent and needed right away. In doing all of that, the department went out and got competitive quotes for each of the projects that they were doing. Dries came in and won them all and saved us around $30,000 that we were able to apply on other projects that needed to be done. So that in itself is pretty telling. You know, over the course of a year, we spend quite a bit of money, depending on the year, on maintenance items. So really looking for that savings and our ability to do some of the scheduled maintenance in-house, like changing filters, checking belts, greasing motors, things like that. So that's really the way we're headed, being able to do more ourselves with our staff and save us some money.
All right. Now, one thing that wasn't discussed last night, but was actually discussed the week prior during a workshop, was the lane conversion project from 4 to 3 on 1st Street, Highway 144. What can you tell me about this project and where it's currently sitting?
Yeah, so last week we did have a council work session to educate council and some staff on what this project is. So we had couple of folks from the Iowa DOT Traffic Engineering Department, as well as the traffic engineer for our engineering firm, Bolton & Mink, just to really come and have a good discussion to educate council. So from there, really our next step is developing public outreach and public education. So we'll be developing a web page on our website devoted to this project, as well as scheduling some public outreach meetings and public education meetings. So hopefully getting those out May, June. And again, this project isn't really scheduled until next year. So earliest would probably be spring of 2020 that something would actually change over.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll talk more about that project sometime in the near future. But for now, we'll move on to one other topic. That is something that's going on at the state legislature right now that heavily involves cities and counties and is actually being opposed by most cities and counties. That is the property tax reform bill. I've talked to you about this before and you had some strong opinions about it. So I guess I'd like your continued opinions on what this legislation might do.
Yeah, I guess I continue to have those same strong opinions that they're just trying to fix a problem that really doesn't exist. You know, these decisions every year are hard decisions for myself and administration, as well as council, because we know how much it affects people. So every year during the budget process, we try and be as transparent as possible and as open as possible. Susie Moorhead, our finance officer, puts together a wonderful budget memo that even I can understand. So it's wonderful that she's able to do that. So we do a great job of communicating our process to the public, I think. Some of the things that are said just are far from the truth or so one-off instances, but they're really not even original ideas. What this is just corporate legislature that is copy and pasted from, you know, corporate entities to other states that they adopt and it goes horribly wrong. And obviously we can't learn from that. So hopefully the legislature can get together and realize that this isn't really fixing a problem because there isn't really a problem. So some other fixes that they have as part of that about going to a vote to increase taxes and things like that, in a lot of cases for small towns, that cost of doing an election will be more than what their budget will increase. So really, this is kind of pinning a lot on rural Iowa and is almost an attack on rural Iowa, trying to get communities to unincorporate or stop existing. So just really disappointing from the local government point of view. I don't think it's been well thought out. I think it's just kind of a regurgitation of what they've been told is a great idea and not truly vetted in a proper manner.
All right. So like I said, some strong opinions there. And most city entities that I've talked to and county entities have kind of felt the same way.
And the other thing I've been noticing is that a lot of us have been sharing newsletters from our legislators. You know, there's five legislators out there that are just sending the exact same email out as their weekly newsletter or whatever on this property tax issue. So again, even the explanation of what is going on is just a copy paste. It's not original. It's not heartfelt. It's not thought through.
All right. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I don't think I do today, Joe.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.